This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian Air Force Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla is on his way to create history by becoming the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. The Axiom 4 mission with Shukla and three other crew members is set to dock with the ISS in a short while from now. In a live webcast from space, he shared the details about his journey.
नमस्कार एक छोटा सा संदेश मेरे सारे देशवासियों के लिए एक महीने क्वारंटीन में रहने के बाद कल हम लोग लॉन्च पैड 39 से लॉन्च हुए जहां से अपोलो 11 मिशन भी लॉन्च हुआ था इस समय स्पेस में बहुत प्राउड फील कर रहा हूं अभी हम लोग कुछ ही घंटों में आईएसएस में डॉक करेंगे और फिर हम इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पे जाके रहेंगे बट कहीं ना कहीं ये भी दर्शाता है कि ये भारत के ह्यूमन स्पेस प्रोग्राम की एक छोटा सा स्टेप पर एक बहुत सॉलिड और स्टेडी स्टेप है उस डायरेक्शन में जिस तरफ हम जा रहे हैं गगनयान जैसे मिशन को लेके तो मैं चाहता हूं कि आप सब मेरी इस जर्नी का हिस्सा बने आप भी उतना ही प्राउड फील करें जितना मैं फील कर रहा हूं बिकॉज ये हमारी एस्पिरेशंस को दर्शाता है कि हम किस तरफ जाना चाहते हैं
At the United Nations Security Council, India has condemned in strong terms the nefarious agenda of Pakistan, accusing it of attempting to deflect attention from its own human rights violations and state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, issued a sharp rebuttal during the UNSC's open debate on children and armed conflict, calling out Pakistan for misusing the platform and violating the Council's agenda.
As per the UNSG's report, grave violations against children have surged and sexual violence has risen in 2024, a sobering indictment that demands immediate and decisive action. Today's discussion is both urgent and necessary. Children in conflict and post-conflict situations, however, require specialized attention and psychosocial support for their successful reintegration into society.
India refused to sign a joint declaration at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, defense ministers' meeting in Qingdao, China today. Official sources said India was not satisfied with the language of the joint document as there was no mention of cross-border terrorist activities. It is believed that Defense Minister Rajnath Singh's refusal to endorse the document resulted in the conclave ending without a joint communique. Earlier, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh called for united global action against terrorism, radicalization, and extremism, citing them as the biggest threats to regional peace and trust. Under Operation Sindhu 272, more Indian nationals have been evacuated from Iran. The special flight, which arrived in New Delhi from Mashhad in the early hours today, also carried three Nepalese citizens. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, so far, a total of 3,426 Indian nationals have been brought back to India from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Hindi is a companion of other Indian languages and it must not be considered a rival to other languages. He said that language is not just a medium of communication, but the soul of a nation. Addressing the Golden Jubilee of the Official Language Department in New Delhi, Mr. Shah stressed the need to keep languages alive and flourishing. A nine-member election commission team is on a three-day visit to Bihar to review preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. The team held a high-level meeting with Chief Electoral Officer Vinod Singh Gunjial and other officials today regarding the special intensive review of the voters' list. In a recent decision, the commission announced a door-to-door review in Bihar to ensure voter list accuracy. In Himachal Pradesh, due to torrential monsoon rains over the past 24 hours, several areas have witnessed cloudbursts, flash floods and landslides severely affecting normal life. In Dharamshala, flash floods occurred in the Manuni Rivulet in Kanyara. Several labourers residing in temporary sheds near the Indira Priyadarshini Hydro Project were swept away. Two bodies were recovered till last reports came. Six people are still missing. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended at their fresh peak of 2025, soaring 1.2% each. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rallied 1,000 points to close at 83,756. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 surged 304 points to settle at 25,549. And that is the end of this news bulletin.